We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX News Time is 7:52. What is Missouri going to do with three state parks that have been purchased in the last several years? Governor Eric Greitens, that possibility that they could sell one or more of the parks. We're joined by the Sierra Club Missouri director, John Hickey. What is happening here, John? Explain to us what the governor may or may not do.
Well, Governor Greitens has threatened to sell off the new state parks, and there's actually four new state parks that have been purchased. And our concern is that Missourians support state parks and want more state parks. In fact, 80% of Missourians voted in favor of the parks and soils tax in November of 2016. So parks are more popular than any politician in this state.
It's interesting, too, that despite the possible closure and sale of these state parks, I'm not sure people are really aware of the public hearings that have been going on where people get to weigh in on this. In fact, the last one is tonight at Johnson's Shut-In State Park in Middlebrook, Missouri. So I don't know what they'll do with that information, John, of what people think. But has this been publicized enough, do you think, for people to get in their two cents?
Well, it's I don't know that it is. The hearing, the public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Johnson Shut-Ins is pretty far from St. Louis. It's dark. The roads are twisty down there. So I think that will limit participation. But the last two public meetings in Ava and in Branson, over 100 people attended each one, and the crowds were overwhelmingly pro-parks. So if Governor Greitens actually listens to the people of Missouri, we're confident that the parks will not be sold, but we are not sure what he's going to do.
These are massive parks, John. We're talking about a near 3,000-acre park, Bryant Creek State Park in Douglas County, the J. Nixon State Park in Reynolds County is 1,200 acres, a 1,000-acre state park, Ozark Mountain in Taney County. I want to be fair here, but it certainly feels like three big parts of the state, and one of the attractive parts of the state is that you have free recreation right there, just a drive away from where you live.
Exactly. Many states you go to, you got to pay to go to state parks. You've got to pay an entrance fee just to walk in. That's one of the great things about Missouri state parks is they are available to anybody regardless of ability to pay. So families have a accessible, affordable recreation area. And if you look at something like J. Nixon State Park, that's not that much more than an hour away from St. Louis. It's contiguous with Tom Salk State Park. And so that's a real resource for folks in eastern Missouri who want to have a Ozark Mountain experience and a wilderness experience. And we feel that is why it's so important to hold on to these parks.
It's interesting we're discussing this just on the heels of President Trump rolling back national monuments in Utah. He called that government overreach. In this case, Governor Greitens is citing the fact that despite 21 million visitors to Missouri state parks, he says there's a $200 million maintenance backlog at existing state parks, and we just can't afford it.
I think the affordability argument is not legitimate. The state government has plenty of money, and it's a question of how those funds are prioritized. If over 20 million Missourians visited parks in the last complete year, that tells state government that Missourians love our state parks, and so that should be a priority area for funding. And it doesn't require that much money. We're talking about new state parks that will have very minor development. They're more for being out in the woods. There's not going to be a lot of cabins and roads and infrastructure that cost money. So we feel that the cost issue is bogus. But I think you raise a good point about President Trump threatening to sell off these national monuments. It seems to me that Governor Greitens may just be imitating what Trump is doing, And he figures if Trump is getting rid of public lands, well, then, by golly, he's going to do that, too, regardless of what the people of Missouri really want.
The Sierra Club is a national member-supported environmental organization. They encourage people to explore wild spaces. And the Missouri director is John Hickey. Thanks for joining us.
News, traffic, weather, sports, business. Always KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.